Well, as it was pretty public early on, I think there was 8 cases in Woodbury County very early in the pandemic. And then the next 10 cases were us, some of my staff. And so initially, when we didn't feel like we knew much about COVID, and we still have a lot of questions, initially, my fear was, how do we maintain essential services to our citizens? How do we maintain staffing if we get an outbreak? How do we respond to the safety concerns of our citizens? How do we arrest offenders? How do we respond to crime in progress? You know, how do we promote community safety if our personnel are sick? I mean, it's the same consideration that healthcare has right now. I mean, we instituted a lot of policies, made a lot of changes to the way that we do business, temperature checks, issuing of masks, mask policies, giving our officers the creativity to respond to calls for service non-traditionally, carrying masks so that if a citizen asks for a mask, that we have available masks. And we've done that through the Kind World Foundation, which is terrific, as they're giving us masks and our public is asking us for masks. Thankfully, through all of this, we have had people come down with COVID, and it has not been such where our essential services have been impacted. We have been able to provide the same service and the same officers on the streets since the beginning of this pandemic, every day since then. And I'm very thankful for that. We're very fortunate. But certainly this whole pandemic caused a great rethinking of how we do our jobs. And it still is. There's not a day that passes where, you know, if the cases are up, we don't consider, well, do we need to change this policy? Do we need to make subtle adjustments so that we can keep in mind the needs of our citizens and the safety and health of our citizens and the safety and health of our own staff? So those things are always being thought about. Everybody has handled this with immense courage, and I'm really proud of the response of all of our officers and staff.
Are you getting a lot of phone calls or going on a lot of calls for people saying, hey, the mask mandate, the mask requirements are not being followed?
You know, not a lot. I think early in the pandemic, there was calls because there was questions, and we would investigate when we had to. The governor's proclamations obviously made to promote good behavior. I mean, I think the governor's office and the state and certainly on a national level, they want to give us as much information as they can give us as to how we stay safe. And so clearly the proclamations were designed to do that. But those are challenging things, too, because finding what applies and finding exactly and understanding the proclamations has been a good focus for us, because one thing we want to do is we want to understand what the meaning is for the governor's office. But a lot of things are at stake. Personal freedoms are at stake. The ability to gather and the nice thing and the wonderful thing about our community is when those proclamations come out and when those recommendations come out, we have a tremendous citizen base here. Our citizens deal with adversity on a regular basis, flooding, bad weather, and they overcome. And it's because it's a community spirit thing. And I think when the things became more grave in the last several weeks, I think our community responded appropriately. I think they reduced gatherings, they abided by the proclamation, they were wearing their masks, and that speaks volumes. I have a ton of faith in our citizens. I think they do the right thing. So we really don't get a lot of calls on that.
Would it be hard to enforce? I know that's what we're hearing all the time, is that, yeah, you have a mandate, but how do you actually enforce it?
Absolutely. And again, we as police officers, we take an oath to uphold the Constitution. And part of that is understanding that there's a balance and understanding that laws must be carefully approached, not haphazardly approached, that people have certain freedoms. And understanding that this is, I think this proclamation, the best thing, the way to approach this proclamation is simply voluntary compliance. So I think when people police themselves, which is what they have been doing, you know, stores posting, you know, mask signs, facilitating that, having masks available for patrons, when we all work together and encourage that, that is the best solution to this. Law enforcement intervention for mask wearing or social distancing is not a good solution to this. But obviously the governor in the proclamation requested law enforcement self, and we see help. And we see ourselves as facilitators. We see ourselves as a resource. Our approach to any of these concerns is to examine the problem and see how we can facilitate voluntary compliance. We don't see ourselves as an enforcement tool. We see ourselves as helping facilitate and make things happen so that people can feel safe. But arrests, citations, that's not a good solution to this. And I think what we've seen is citizens stepping up and doing the right thing. So there's been no need for our intervention by and large.